For WUKY News, I'm Dan Collins, and this is The Business Side. As the pandemic continues to put a strain on businesses across America, more and more owners are looking to the government for help and guidance. Agencies like the Small Business Administration, which reopened the portal this month for economic injury disaster loan programs. My guest today on The Business Side for the first of a special two-part interview is the Senior Area Manager and Public Information Officer for the Kentucky District Office of the Small Business Administration, Mr. Michael Ashcraft. Michael, welcome.
Thank you very much, Dan. It's a pleasure being there with you.
So first question, tell me a bit about the Small Business Administration and the role that it plays in federal government.
Well, the SBA, or that's short for the U.S. Small Business Administration, we've been around since 1953. And when it was formed, it was the only federal agency that was created solely to help small businesses, to focus on helping them start, grow, and expand. And to this day, we are still unique in that we're the only federal agency that's solely focused on small businesses. Now, we do that in four different ways. First, and probably foremost in terms of help, is through our resource partners. We have folks we work with who sit down directly with the businesses and provide them with free, it's no cost, confidential, extremely high quality counseling services to either those who are a small business that are looking to grow, having challenges, or for somebody that is just an entrepreneur who is interested in starting a new business. The second thing, and something particularly now that is so important, is access to capital. Small businesses, as most people are aware, have extremely challenging situations when it comes to accessing capital through a lender. So SBA has three separate loan programs that they work with small businesses where they are a startup or an existing business that's growing and expanding. The third is for existing small businesses in two ways where we help them. We assist them in growing their business in a profitable way, and that is through government contracting, whether it be federal government, state, local government, and other organizations that need and want small businesses as part of their mix of service providers. They help them to get, in many cases, they need to get certified. So SBA helps with a certification process, offers some unique certifications for veteran-owned, minority-owned, and women-owned businesses. And then also with exporting, which is a huge way for small businesses to grow their revenue stream. And the fourth way is through advocacy. We have a separate arm that acts on behalf of small businesses as an advocate role. And we do things like small business awards once a year, Small Business Saturday. We're involved with that every year right after Thanksgiving. We do publications directed and focused on small businesses and try and help recognize them. So that's the ways that we work with small businesses. And one thing that we also do, which is now extremely important, is recovering a business. That has almost been an afterthought. And what I mean by that is that we help those small businesses recover from a disaster. And typically, it's a natural disaster of some sort. We've never had one of this scale with a nationwide pandemic that we're dealing with. So it's been quite a challenge.
Sure. And that's pretty top of mind right now. Can you tell me a little bit about the economic injury disaster loans and who can apply for them?
So any small business that's eligible, you have to be classified as a small business to be able to get one of these economic injury disaster loans, or we call them EIDLs, EIDLs for short. But those are for not just small businesses, but also for private nonprofits. We are able to offer them these working capital loans or EIDL loans. And then also something we've not been able to do up until recently when Congress gave us the permission to also work with agricultural-based businesses. So if you're any type of small business, as long as you're classified as a small business, in almost all cases, if you're an agricultural-focused business, we can work with you on these loans as well. And for nonprofits, most kinds, not all, typically 501c3s, 501ds, 501es, and then veterans organizations as well. And we've been able recently to also work with religious affiliated organizations like churches and schools and such. So it covers most of the organizations out there across the country that we can work with now.
That's all the time we have today on The Business Side. My guest has been Michael Ashcraft. He's the Senior Area Manager and Public Information Officer of the Kentucky District Office of the Small Business Administration. You can hear our conversation online at WUKY.org, and we'll follow up next week with part two of our conversation, where we'll talk about the specifics of the loan programs and serving business owners in underserved communities. Michael, thanks for joining me on the program.
Thank you very much, Dan.